Blog Talk Radio.
Do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, psychologist Parthenia Izard. Parthenia is a psychologist and certified natural health care practitioner who will show you alternative paths toward health with a holistic approach. Call with your questions or comments at 610-664-4100. Now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izard.
Good morning to those of you listening to our live broadcast or live internet simulcast today, December 15, 2007, and hello to those of you listening to an internet rebroadcast within a few hours or some other time. If ever you can't find us on the net, just go to my website to see where we are. And as I said earlier, we are simulcast on the internet on Achieve Radio, and there's a link for that on my site. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard, at WWDB 860 on the AM dial and simulcast, as I said twice already, on the internet. Now, to call into the program, people, I'm going to tell you now, keep a pen and paper ready because you know we're going to be sharing a lot of information and you're going to want to jot it down, and we can't repeat it but so many times. So make sure you have your pen and paper ready. Now, the number to call in for the program is 610-664-4100. That's for our local people, 610-664-4100. If you're calling from long distance, call 866-472-6094. That's 866-472-6094. Now, for you internet people, you can send us emails during the show to wellnessradio@amtherapies.com. Please, any problems with the internet links, give me a call. On this program, we discuss alternative medicine therapies, related products, and issues. And we do it with the experts. Certainly only try the therapies shared here after consulting with your physician. Now, because it's Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, we often have people in the Wisdom column who are talking to us about very wonderful things, advice, guidance that we need to know in our general living. Now, last Saturday, my guest was Julia James from Axion USA. She got involved with that through the AmeriCorps Vista program, and we talked about microlending. At the end of that program, we discussed the herb Irish moss and the asana pratyahara. Now, if you missed that show, you can go to my website at www.amtherapies.com, click on the Achieve Radio link to hear the show. For appointments with me and for general information, call our new number, 610-658-0135. That's 610-658-0135. And yes, we're at a new location in Wynnewood, Pennsylvania. That's 1455 City Line Avenue. Now, again, you know about our intuitive, Monique Chapman. She visits us every second Saturday of the month. So in January, the second week of January, we will have Monique's Moments again. She will share her intuition about world affairs and callers' concerns. Now, remember, you can purchase the book I co-authored, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health. You can purchase that on my site. Visit www.amtherapies.com to make that wonderful resource a holiday gift to yourself and or a friend or relative. Today I'm speaking with Helen Richardson. She's president of Career Consciousness, Inc., and we're going to be talking about developing and implementing career-enhancing solutions for diverse populations. And at the end of the program, we will discuss the herb Jabirondi and part one of the asana dhyana. Now it's time for our wellness news. Complementary medicine. There it goes. Complementary medicine training provides health professionals with balanced, not biased, survey suggests. And this is from Science Daily, December 10, 2007. They say complementary and alternative medicines, or what we call CAM, training for students in the health profession improves their ability to provide balanced, evidence-based advice to patients. Now, Dr. Evelyn Terralongo, a lecturer at Griffith University's School of Pharmacy, has found CAM education integrated into the pharmacy curriculum rationalized rather than marginalized students' attitudes. Quote, a survey and interviews of more than 100 pharmacy students in second, third, and fourth years at Griffith found that students with a more positive attitude to CAM at the start of their degree change to a more careful assessment of CAM therapy, whereas students with a more negative attitude at first realized that some CAM therapies are based on significant evidence, end quote, she said. Quote again, we found that CAM education encouraged students to look for evidence of effectiveness, evaluate that evidence, and then make informed decisions in the best interests of their patients, end quote, she said. Overall, 96% of pharmacy students believed they need to be equipped to advise patients about CAM, and 90% said it should therefore be a core part of their education. Dr. Tarlongo said CAM education should be integrated into the core teaching curriculum for pharmacy, nursing, and medical students around the country. Quote, health professionals have a responsibility to understand CAM, given that more than half of the population already use herbal medicines, vitamins and minerals, and therapies such as acupuncture. Quote, our national medicines policy, for example, covers prescription and non-prescription medicines, as well as complementary medicines. Given pharmacists' ethical and legal responsibility to counsel patients on medicines they supply, we need to ensure graduates have a reasonable knowledge of CAM and the ability to find the best options for patient care. Dr. Tarlongo's research, that was the end of the quote, Dr. Tarlongo's research interests include the clinical efficacy of CAM and the pharmacological potential of medicinal plants and microfungi. All right, and that's our wellness news. And as I said before, Dr. Helen A. Richardson is our guest today. Helen Richardson has over 20 years of experiences as human resource manager, career counselor, organizational development consultant, school to career pioneer and advocate. She has a master's in human services from Lincoln University and a doctorate in organizational development and training from Temple University. Dr. Richardson is a professional speaker, a qualified Myers-Briggs trainer, and licensed work keys job profiler. Now, also, folks, I eliminated part of her resume. It was just a bit too extensive for the program, but that's always nice. From her early childhood experiences, Helen became convinced that happiness in the home has a lot to do with how happy parents are with their work. A seed was planted early on that helping individuals become more empowered and conscious about work was a wonderful way to ease significant needless suffering. With that thought in mind, Helen created Career Consciousness. After all, work is a relationship, just like any other significant relationship, and one needs to develop a career consciousness to maximize its benefits. Work truly can be a transforming vehicle for personal and professional development. However, there is an interdependency between personal and professional growth. One helps or hinders the other. Prior to starting her own consulting firm, Dr. Richardson held the following positions: Human Resources Director, University of Sciences in Philadelphia, Human Resources Consultant, Penn Mutual Life Insurance Company, and Human Resources Manager for the United Presbyterian Church. She also held workforce development positions as Manager of the Pennsylvania Youth Apprenticeship Program for the Delaware Valley Industrial Resource Center, where she developed German-style apprenticeship programs for high school students, and at Jewish Employment and Vocational Services, where she started an innovative job creation program for senior citizens. Now, I share all that because I want you to know, obviously, she knows what she's talking about. Some of the honors and awards and recognitions of Dr. Richardson: Business of the Year 2000 from the Enterprise Center, December 2000. Acknowledgement by PWDC for work with the PWDC award-winning MIDAS training program of the West Philadelphia Partnership, June 2001. And National Exploring Excellence Award from Explorer Officer Association, March 2000. Oh, my. Good morning, Dr. Richardson. Okay, well, very good. I'm not really hearing her too well in my headphones, so I think we might be having a little technical difficulty over there, but Ken is busily working at it. Okay, Helen, where are you from? Where did you sort of start? Oh, okay.
in West Philadelphia.
There we go.
I hear it.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, I'm going to go back a second. Folks, I'm trusting you heard my introduction for Dr. Richardson, right, kid? Okay, so they got that. And I welcomed her. I said, good morning. Thank you for being here. And so we're starting. And I'm asking her where she's from. Okay, let's go.
Okay, I am a Philadelphia girl. And believe it or not, I really, really love Philadelphia. Lots of people who are Philadelphians don't really like it.
Oh.
But I do. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great place to live. So I was born in West Philadelphia, but most of my formative years were spent in North Philadelphia, in the place that was called the Jungle, when I grew up in between two projects, the Raymond Rosen and the James Weldon Johnson. It was a very, very interesting time because lots of gang wars and things going on like that.
Hold that thought. Okay, folks, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. This portion of the program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies, now in Wynwood, Pennsylvania. Visit my website, www.amtherapies.com, and call our new number for appointments, 610-658-0135. That's 610-658-0135. To hear us live on the Internet, click the link on my site. And we'll be back with Helen Richardson from Career Consciousness, Inc. about career-enhancing solutions for diverse populations.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi light therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations, has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when alternative medicine therapies like psychologist Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izard's radio program each Saturday morning at 9 on AM 860 WWDB.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, cold, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izard, Saturday mornings at 9 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural health care practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with a holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izard, Saturday mornings at 9, only on AM 860 WWDB. Listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. And remember, on my site, www.amtherapies.com, you can now preview and purchase the book I co-authored called 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health. My chapter is Naturopathy. And we're talking with Helen Richardson from Career Consciousness, Inc. about developing and implementing career-enhancing solutions for diverse populations. Okay, Helen, you were giving us some information about your background there, and I'm curious to know whether or not there was something about your background that made you interested in careers and jobs and human resources and all that sort of thing.
Yes, this is a story that I often tell whenever I do workshops, because it really, my experiences as a child really set my path.
Okay.
My father was, first of all, I was the youngest of nine.
Oh, my word.
And we were a very, very poor family. And my father had a very, very limited education. He only went to the eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
But he was the most brilliant man I've ever known in my entire life. And I had a very loving relationship with him, even though it was somewhat conflicted, because my father drank, and he drank a whole lot. And my life sometimes was not nice at all. My father would come home, and he was very angry, and he would take out his frustration on us and on my mother. So somehow, I don't quite know how, somehow, I got this feeling that if my father could do what his intellect gave him the ability to do, he would have been such a nicer person to us. So somehow or other, I said, I want to help people around work. I want to help people be more satisfied with what they do so that when they come home, they will be nicer to their kids. So somehow I believe today that I'm helping a lot of little kids just like me whose parents can come home and be more loving and giving.
That's something. That's a wonderful inspiration. And that's part of why I ask that kind of question, because parents need to know the kinds of things that inspire their children to do what they do as they grow up, and inspires them to take the paths that they take as adults. And so that's why I always like to ask that kind of question.
I just wanted to add one other thing to that. Another thing that I say in my courses is that if you have pain, it doesn't really matter, because you can take that pain and turn it into something wonderful where you can heal every day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what Oprah has done with her pain. I mean, that's the magic of careers.
Mm-hmm.
That's the magic.
Okay, well now, what is your mission? What is career consciousness all about?
Well, career consciousness is about helping people become more conscious, more aware of who they are, so that they can begin to be very intentional in the things and the choices that they make around how they choose to spend their life. So career consciousness is learning about yourself, being able to be as authentic as you can be out there in the world and still be able to make money. So many times when I work with people, I truly believe that there is a huge spiritual part to this, that work is a wonderful way that God has given us to use our gifts. And I believe that all of us can use our careers as a vocation, as a calling. It really doesn't matter what it is. It is the consciousness that you bring to it.
Mm-hmm.
You could be a bus driver, and if you know that when you look in the people's eyes when they come on that bus, you are shifting how they start their day, you have what I call career consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's being intentional about your impact, what you do.
Okay, now that's sort of the one-on-one or the individual person, career seeker's
mm-hmm.
concern or piece.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side, you also work with corporations.
Mm-hmm.
So what's career consciousness about as it applies to the corporate structure or the corporate entity?
Well, it's still working with the people inside of the organization, helping them latch on to the organization's mission and vision and finding a way for them to fit without killing themselves.
Or each other.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Because I truly believe that work is energy.
Mm.
It's energy. And either you get some positive vibes from it or you get some negative vibes from it.
Mm-hmm.
And the positive vibes produce health. And the negative vibes produce big-time illness.
Mm.
I mean, there's just such a connection between what people do every day and how well or non-well they are.
And certainly if they're not well, they're not going to be at work and they're not going to be producing.
No.
So the bottom line will be have an impact on the bottom line as well.
Right.
Okay, well, what types of businesses or what types of individuals and what types of individuals should come to you to seek your the benefit of your consultation?
Okay. My particular niche has been with federal, city, and state. employees or organizations. These are organizations where many people have quote-unquote, the security that they want, but are literally dying in the jobs. So I've developed special programs for those organizations to help people realize how to begin to now that they've satisfied this basic need, how do I fill the other need?
Mm-hmm.
How do I begin to grow and change?
Well, I'm certain, too, I mean, not to discourage anybody that doesn't fall in those categories. I'm certain there's a lot you can, you know, share with anybody in any kind of business, but especially those areas.
Yes, those have been my specialties.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the work that I do in corporate America is more around leadership development,
mm-hmm.
however. But the same concepts around career apply.
Mm-hmm.
It is about being conscious in your leadership. It is about growing as a person. I tell every leader, you can't be a great leader without growing as a person. They just don't work.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't work.
And I would imagine also there's a part of that deals with the firing as well as the hiring, but especially the way you let a person go from a business or a company.
Oh, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, I think that there is a humanness that is required today probably more than it ever has been. And that is because of all the downsizing and all the re-engineering and so forth.
And outsourcing.
Oh, yes.
And the mechanizing of it, replacing with robots and machines and stuff of that nature.
Right, mm-hmm. right. I mean, and for individuals, you know, they feel so conflicted because you used to be able to be loyal to employers, and today, well, the psychological contract has been broken,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to contract with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's this term that everyone today is really a free agent.
Yeah, okay. And is it an employer's period or an employee's period? Who has the advantage in this day and age?
Mm-hmm.
I was watching something, I forget what it was, something in the news where they were talking about current employees, this younger generation of current employees are the type who, if the dog is sick, they're not coming to work. Whereas before, 20, 30 years ago, the dog could be very, very sick, and that was just the dog's problem. You know, people were going to work. So there seems to be something very different in how we perceive our value now, that we can say, okay, maybe I'm not coming in because the dog is sick, and the employer will somehow tolerate that.
In very, very enlightened companies, yes. I mean, the Sonys and the Microsofts, I mean, you could probably bring your darn dog to work with you.
Yes.
I mean, because they are hiring people of that generation.
Mm-hmm.
And their values are just so different.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that employers have to realize that they have to be able to satisfy the needs of all of the various generations.
Mm-hmm.
And never before have we had so many generations in the workforce at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the other thing that I do is diversity training,
mm-hmm.
because it is critically important for employers and for the people inside organizations to really understand there's a whole new set of skills that you have
mm-hmm.
today.
So how does it work? A business calls you, says they're having serious problems with corporate infrastructure or something of that nature. Where do they go from there, or where do you take them? How does it start?
Well, I start at looking at what is the organization's mission and vision. What do they have in place in as far as infrastructure is concerned? Do they have, I'm always looking at the human resource development side of the organization.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not all things to all people. I'm fairly pointed. I'm looking at how do they hire people? What are their selection standards? How do managers make good choices? How do people evaluate performance. Those are all little pieces that I look at in organizations. And then I look at what kinds of programs they have in place for people to begin to work actively on their own careers.
Professional development,
yes.
That sort of thing.
Yes, yes. And then, of course, inside corporate America today, you have an awful lot of coaching. And I do executive coaching. And much of what is done today is a combination of business and career coaching.
Mm.
So organizations are really being very proactive today. They're spending a lot of money on helping people, first of all, want to stay in their organizations and grow, and really, really grow. So that's the good part
mm-hmm.
of what is happening today. Because there is, in some way, a war for talent. Everybody today, well, many people today have college degrees. But college degrees don't really necessarily distinguish people, one person from the other, not like they used to. I remember early on in my career in the 70s when I started in my career, if someone had a college degree, they automatically got on the management track.
Mm-hmm.
Automatically. Came in, no experience, management track. Well, that's not true today. I mean, we have very little management. Management is very, very thin. Everybody's lean and mean. And therefore, we work more in teams today. So everybody has to have more leadership skills than they ever had to have before.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have secretaries anymore. So we've also got to know all of the administrative tasks, too. So you have to be so multifaceted today in order to really, really feel comfortable in the work environment. Did I answer that question?
I wanted to go off. After you have sort of gotten an idea of what the mission statement is, how they hire and fire people, then what's the next thing? You've, I guess, identified what you think the issue is or the difficulty is.
Yeah.
How do you get the company to make the changes or the adjustments that they have to make in order, or that you feel they have to make to be successful?
Well, they normally have an idea of what they want.
They know what they want.
So maybe it's to come in and to coach.
Mm.
Some of the leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's to come in and do some team building
mm-hmm.
for a leadership team.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's to come in to help them with their performance management system, mm-hmm. to put in a system that really helps people grow and provides an opportunity for the organization to make sure that it gets its needs met. So it's perhaps helping them articulate, well, what are the competencies that people need for this job, so it becomes very transparent
mm-hmm.
as to how people can grow. So I'm always looking for organizations that are willing to find ways for people to grow. So I guess most entrepreneurs in many ways have to pick their customers.
Mm-hmm.
And the customers where they feel that what they bring is what the organization wants.
Mm-hmm.
And that isn't everybody. I mean, sometimes I go into organizations and...
We'll hold that thought. It goes into organizations. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Now, I want to remind you about my internet mall. It's an easy way for you to purchase all kinds of wonderful products at very low rates. Check regularly as I add new products often. Nature Sunshine offers an extensive line of high-quality nutritional supplements for a multiple vitamin, a boost to your immune system, weight loss support, or an herbal blend for your health concerns. They can help. Take the road to a healthier, happier life with Nature Sunshine. My homepage, left side, learn about, purchase, or sell Nature Sunshine products. www.amtherapies.com, and we'll be back with Dr. Helen Richardson and Career Consciousness.
don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, cold, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izard, Saturday mornings at 9 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural health care practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with a holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izard, Saturday mornings at 9, only on AM 860 WWDB.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Light therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when alternative medicine therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izard's radio program each Saturday morning at 9 on AM 860 WWDB.
You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. Next weekend, December 22, 2007, my guest will be Joseph Bailey, author of Fear Proof Your Life, How to Thrive in a World Addicted to Fear. And this is something that especially timely during the holidays as people are afraid, oh, am I going to have enough money to buy this, that, or the other thing for this, that, or the other person. At the end of that program, we will discuss the herb jatava and part two of the asana dhyana. We are back with Helen Richardson from Career Consciousness, Inc. about developing and implementing career-enhancing solutions for diverse populations. And remember to call if you want to call in. Call 610-664-4100, that's 610-664-4100, or 866-472-6094, 866-472-6094. Okay, now we interrupted you at quite an interesting moment. You want to pick up where you left off? Oh, she's getting that look.
Yes, you have to remind me of what the last thing I said.
I'm going to put it on Ken. You weren't paying attention, were you, Ken? Well, I know we were talking about things related to career consciousness.
Right, but I think I've got it. As an entrepreneur, I think that one of the things that is such an important learning is that you really have to pick your customers. And these are the customers where you feel that what you have is really what they want, or that the values are somewhat congruent. And I think that early on in my career, I really, really tried to sort of force fit myself into situations, and it just didn't work. It just didn't work. So sometimes I find in organizations, maybe the culture is not one that I feel really, really good about, and sometimes I can't bring what I want to bring there, so that isn't the right fit for me.
So now you're talking as somebody looking for a job or starting their career.
Yes, I think that this whole idea of fit, it never changes.
Mm-hmm.
And it really doesn't matter whether you're inside an organization or outside as a consultant, because you have to feel that you can be in that environment and fully give what you have.
Well, you see, most people, unfortunately, when they get that first job, they're most of the time just looking for something that's going to assist them in paying for the things they want. And they often perceive it as a temporary setting. And time just goes by, and they find that they've invested so many years
they say, well, wait a minute, maybe I need to, you know, because I want to get vested, I want to have tenure, I want to do this and such. And before they know it, they've put in 10 years and they don't feel it's reasonable, you know, to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
So this is the kind of thing that people need to know in high school. They need to be thinking about jobs that they feel they have a good fit for, not just jobs that are going to pay them a lot of money.
Well, I think that, again, the reason why I call my company Career Consciousness is because I believe you can do anything as long as you understand why you're doing it. There is a purpose for everything. I would never, ever say to someone, don't take that job.
Mm-hmm.
It's beneath you. Don't take that job.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you need money, take that job. And just know that at certain points in your career, your job really isn't reflecting who you are. It's reflecting an overall goal that you have. I mean, Lord knows, I started, I mean, because of my particular situation, having a child when I was very young, and I didn't have a husband, and having my mother, and who said, you decided you wanted to have that kid? You will work. And though I had one of the finest educations possible, I'm a Girl Scout graduate, I mean, and I was truly prepared, but my first job was in a factory.
Mm-hmm.
I worked beside people who couldn't even speak the English language
mm-hmm.
because I had to pay for my babysitter to take care of my son.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I started with my life.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what I learned was the work ethic. And I think that, some people call that old-fashioned. But I'll tell you, when I worked with a welfare, one of the early projects that I did as an entrepreneur was to do a welfare-to-work project. And a lot of people believe that welfare people don't want to work.
Mm-hmm.
So I believed that if I could give them everything I gave my private clients, then they would be more successful. And sure enough, they were.
They needed the same how-to information as everybody else.
They needed the same understanding of who they are and the ability to make some choices and make some plans. And there was one woman in my program, I'll never forget her. She was 43 years old and never had a job for more than 90 days in her entire life. Never. Mm-hmm. Never. And finally, she got a job, and she came back to me about 6 months later, and she said, Helen, I never understood what work really does for you. She said, when I go to work, I get so absorbed in what I'm doing, I forget about my home problem. Mm. I forget about all that other stuff. She said, this is great therapy.
Yeah.
She never knew that before. Yeah, and you get paid, too. But I think that many people don't really know the rewards of work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just don't know it. I mean, being able to be independent and being able to stand on your own 2 feet, wow, that's a biggie.
Yeah. Well, now, roughly how long, you're going to love this question, how long does it take a company to solve a problem? I know it depends on what it is, but roughly, what have you seen has been the range of time you've had to devote to working with a company?
Well, 5 years, to really, really make some significant changes.
Mm-hmm.
Culture change takes a long, long time.
What's the quickest time or the shortest amount of time you've ever spent to solve a problem?
Year.
Okay, well, that gives people a general idea. It's not a quick fix that's going to happen in a month, I guess, depending on the size of the business.
Right. Well, organizations are no different than people.
Mm-hmm.
How long does it take for you to make a real, real shift in how you see things and begin to take on new behaviors?
Mm-hmm. Well, now, some people can do it pretty quickly, but I understand the point.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the point. I understand the point you're trying to make, and it makes a lot of sense. But I wanted to give people an idea of, you know, the commitment that would be required. Okay. You know, folks don't know when you do a radio program, there are a million things going on at the same time. You think people are just sort of sitting there chatting, but there's somebody over there telling you it's 2 minutes, and then, you know, you're looking on the television to see if anybody called in. But anyway, having staffing problems, they're not working effectively as a team. Their team is not reflected in the bottom line. Their teamwork is not reflected in the bottom line. I guess these are some of the different problems. People leaving after short periods of time. Wait a minute. We have a caller. Sheila, where is Sheila calling from? Will you please ask her? He says she didn't say. Well, ask her. Yes, I'm breaking Ken in very firmly today. Where is she from? Okay, she's local. She's from Philadelphia. Okay, good morning, Sheila. You have a question for Helen Richardson? Hello? I can't hear her. Okay, Sheila, are you on a speakerphone or?
No, I'm on a cell phone.
Oh, there you go. Oh, cell phone. Okay, we won't talk about your phone.
You're safe. Thank you.
We couldn't hear you at first. But good, thank you. You have a question for Dr. Richardson this morning?
Actually, I know Dr. Richardson, and I wanted her to expand on something that she said, because she got to the heart of it, but I really don't think she expressed it the way I experienced it.
Oh, my word. Okay.
Because I'm a real fan, and I have worked with Helen, and one of the things that you talked about there was growth and the time frame for corporations or individuals. Well, what happens when Helen does her work is that there's almost an instant change in the person's attitude and the way they approach work and life. And I'd like her to share some of those experiences, because it's
okay,
unfair
wait.
To say it with
Sheila, hold your thought. Hold your thought for a second. We have to go to break. You're
okay.
Listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. This portion of the program is sponsored by Rosa Martinez of Studio Artur. Ladies, if you're looking for a laid-back, comfortable setting to get your hair done, but still want the latest styles and technology, no need to travel to the city. Rosa Martinez for Studio Artur in Jenkintown fits the bill. Offering a vast array of services, award-winning stylist Rosa Martinez runs a smooth shop, with each stylist trained to utilize the dry-cutting method to find the best cut for each client. Rosa Martinez for Studio Artur is located at 728 West Avenue in Jenkintown. Call them at 215-884-0004. That's 215-884-0004.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Light therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations, has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when alternative medicine therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izard's radio program each Saturday morning at 9 on AM 860 WWDB.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, cold, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izard, Saturday mornings at 9 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural health care practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with a holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izard, Saturday mornings at 9, only on AM 860 WWDB. All right, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. And we do have a call on the line, but before we get to her, I need to give you the answer to the last AltMed trivia item that we had last weekend. Comfrey is also known as Mittbone. And for your discounted initial visit to my office, this week's AltMed trivia question is, what part of corn silk is used medicinally? We're back with Helen Richardson from Career Consciousness, Inc., about developing and implementing career-enhancing solutions for diverse populations. And remember, you can purchase my book, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health, on my website. We had Sheila on the line, and I think you were saying something about the time frame within which you notice differences when you're working with Helen.
Yes. The issue that I heard on the radio that I wanted Helen for everyone is sometimes there's a thought time, or you're talking about culture change, and Helen said it might take 5 years or a year for you to see the change. But when she's worked with individuals for my organization, I've seen changes in them that have happened almost instantaneously, because what she does is she shifts the way they look at their life, the way they look at how they make contributions to both their company and the way they see themselves.
Very good.
That can change a person's whole worldview almost overnight. I'm not saying they are, you know, go become a stellar performer in one training session, but really their shift is almost, even if it's small, it's almost instantaneous.
Very good. Mm-hmm.
It's just wonderful.
Well, I'm glad you brought that out, because that's really what I was trying to pull out of her, because that was my sense. But thank you very much for calling in. And we need to talk later, Sheila. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sheila.
You have a good morning.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, we're coming toward the close of the program, and I'm going to ask you for two words of wisdom. The first one, I love the expression on the faces when I throw this at them. But anyway, the first one, I want words of wisdom for corporate entities. What words of wisdom would you share with them as it relates to human resources? And
be very proactive.
Okay.
Be very proactive. Know who you are.
Okay.
Because the corporation is going to tell you who you are,
mm-hmm.
and you need to know who you are,
mm-hmm.
so that you can decide what things you will do. You can make better choices.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Now, what words of wisdom will you give the career seeker, somebody who feels this is not the right place for me, I need to make a change? What words of wisdom would you like to share with them? And you can, you don't have to, you know, make it too short, but, you know, you got a little bit.
Well, I just want to say that there are just so many possibilities, and it really doesn't matter how old you are.
Mm-hmm.
I got my first clue on that when I ran a senior citizen program in the 80s, and I had a woman, 89 years old, who decided that she wanted to go back to school. I had a 74-year-old woman who had no teeth, but had and refused to wear her dentures, by the way.
She had something she wanted to do.
But she had unbelievable skills, and we got her a job.
So, in other words, never give up. It's never too late.
I'm telling you, never, ever. I just worked with a 73-year-old man, and he is going to work. I think...
Oh. I'm sorry, we didn't give them a contact information. What number can they call you? What's your web address and all of that?
Okay.
Quickly.
My telephone number is 215-848-3014.
Say that again.
215-848-3014.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wanted to give individuals, and my web address is www.careerc.com.
And yes, she had this list of resources that she wanted to share with you, but I'm going to tell you, call her. Get those resources from her directly. We gave you the number, and if you have a problem, if you didn't get it, call my office, and I'll make sure you have a way to get in touch with her. Thank you so much, Helen. The time just flies by, and yes. I've got to say goodbye, but like we had Eugene, your husband Gene Richardson, earlier in the summer, we're going to have you back also, so just thank goodness you're local.
You have a good morning.
Thank you.
And thank you
so much.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our herb of the day. Today's herb is Jabirondi. The parts used medicinally are the leaves. Phytochemicals include alpha-pinene, limonene, myrcene, pilocarpine. It fights the Korlenbach-Enbach inflation and acts inflammation and acts as a diuretic and helps to stimulate milk production and flow in nursing mothers. It's a rainforest herb whose active compound, pilocarpine, has been used for over 120 years to relieve intraocular pressure in glaucoma. Okay, we're going to go ahead. You've been listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. We'll do our asana next week. It's WWDB860AM, simulcast on Achieve Radio. Next weekend, December 22, 2007, my guest will be Joseph Bailey, author of Fear Proof Your Life, How to Thrive in a World Addicted to Fear. At that show's end, we will discuss the herb Jatoba and part one of the Asana Dhyana. Using the link on my site, listen to the program live on your computer. And remember, second Saturdays of the month with Monique Chapman, at the end of those programs with Monique's Moments. She will share her intuition about world and caller issues. There's a link for advertising on the program on my site. Email inquiries. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, outside we've been able to survive without you hearing the fire engines honking because they're going to have a Toys for Tots parade, but looks like they're getting ready now. Anyway, you can call us at 610-658-0135. How's my time, Ken? Okay, 2 minutes. Oh, my word. Okay. I didn't get quite the heads up I thought I would have gotten for that. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, looks like I do have time to give you a little bit of that yoga asana, if you can hear me over the fire engines. Thank you, Ken. Dhyana. And meditation is a state of timelessness. Meditation with all this, where everyday concerns have no relevance. It is beyond psychological time and space. It connects the spiritual core of the individual consciously with the infinite universe. Meditation gives the experience of bliss. And if you can have bliss while you're hearing all of what I'm hearing, you are really in a good meditative state. I'm not going to go any further with that. I'm going to go ahead and finish out my closing. You can send emails to consult@amtherapies.com. Snail mail to our new address, 1455 City Line Avenue in Wynwood, Pennsylvania. We offer the public iridology and kinesiology assessments, consultations in nutrition, meditation, acupressure, psychosocial consultations. Go to www.amtherapies.com for my blog, or to purchase my book, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health, and Nature Sunshine products. You can subscribe to my newsletter, hear past programs, see the guest list. Oh, keep an ear out for Nemacolin's next Turning Point Retreat. Tell them Parthenia sent you. Wellness,